Imagine thousands of troops, probably with heavy weapons, patrolling the streets of your city. Sounds pretty scary, right? It's what's happening right now in Paris and the rest of France. The French government says it's deploying 10,000 troops nationwide to boost security following the attacks in Paris last week. And if you're Jewish, it might sound even more frightening. Half of that force is now guarding Jewish schools, synagogues, and other institutions across France. In a few minutes, we'll hear how French Jews are coping. But we start our coverage with the world's Leo Hornack in Paris. And Leo, what is the mood like today in the city where you are?
Well, I mean, it's hard to characterize the mood of a city, you know, a huge metropolis like Paris. But I mean, the defining event has been that huge march that took place yesterday. And the city's still kind of been waking up from that. And there's really the relief that nothing untoward happened.
Now, you joined one couple who live on the outskirts of Paris as they prepare to join the march. Tell us who these folks are.
Yes, well, Ahmed and Florence are they're fantastic people. I met them last week in Paris, and he is Italian and Egyptian, and he's a Muslim, and she is a French white Christian. They're married, and they were determined to make their feelings felt about the horrible events we've had and take part in that march. And of course, the rallying cry of that march was Je suis Charlie, I am Charlie, I am Charlie Hebdo, the satirical magazine where the terrorist attacks happened. But Ahmed told me that although he was going on the march, he personally did not want to wear that slogan, carry that slogan and say that slogan. His own slogan was Je ne suis pas Charlie, I am not Charlie. And he explained why that was.
You have a lot of things to satire. Just don't hurt the feelings of someone by attacking what he believes in, by attacking God, attacking his religion. But despite all that, you know, I am against what happened and I'm obliged to carry the slogan of Je suis Charlie, despite that I'm against it, because, like, you know, I'm against what happened. And if I have to choose between satiring the religion and attacking, making terrorist attack against someone, no, I will choose the first road.
How about this slogan, Je suis Charlie? I don't know. It's very strange because me, I am a good reader of this newspaper and I always love so much. Really, I'm a big fan. Me, really, really, really. And now what's like really make me sick, that you know that this newspaper, like a lot of politics wanted like to censure, to cut this newspaper because of the caricature. And now they are all defending Charlie, saying, ah, it's the liberty of the press and all that. And really, that makes me laugh and that makes me sick.
And why have you decided to go on the march, first of all?
I think we don't decide it to go. It's an obligation to go. We don't think about it. We have to go. Let's go out now, Ahmed. It's time to go. I don't want to miss the train. It's an important day. Come
okay,
on.
Okay.
So it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and me, Florence and Ahmed, we're all walking towards the demonstration and the streets are quite crowded, but everyone is very quiet. There's not many smiles on people's faces. What do you think, Florence?
Yes, it's very strange. I never heard see Paris like that. People are walking in silence. And no, it's not the Paris we know.
Ahmed, do you think so? I mean, is this what you expected?
I think it's really, I've never seen like, you know, such a big manifestation, like such silence, like you can hear like, you know, anything except the voice, the voice of the people. Something is broken. Mm. You can see that very well in the faces of the people, like something is broken. Maybe it can be fixed later, but at the moment there is something broken.
And do you think things will be different tomorrow?
Tomorrow, at the end, I hope that everything will be like usual. I want that, like, I want to live in a normal country. I want to love. I want, like, to be free. I want to live normally.
Me, I want...
What will it be like? Will this change? Things be different tomorrow?
Well, we have to wait for tomorrow to answer this question. But let's hope that tomorrow will be always... If the things change, let's hope that it will be for the better.
Ahmed and Florence, a couple who took part in yesterday's massive rally in Paris, speaking there with the world's Leo Hornack in the French capital.